Hello, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to another podcast from me. My name is Giovanni Baena. Today, I'm going to be demonstrating.
Gold Wave, Pilot Title 1.
Today, I'm going to be demonstrating Revo Uninstaller. It's a program, it's an uninstaller that will uninstall programs. It's much better than the add remove programs in XP or the programs and features in Windows 7 and Windows Vista. This little program is quite nice because it actually will go through and scan like for leftover files, leftover junk that programs leave behind. So I'm going to be demonstrating this, and today is Tuesday, January 12th, 2010. So let's just go through the Revo. It's pretty simple. You launch it. You go to RevoUninstaller.com to find. There is a free version and there is a paid version. I'm going to be demonstrating the free version today. So, again, you can get it from www.revouninstaller.com. So I'm going to go to my desktop.
Desktop, folder view list view, gold wave, 35 of 39.
And I'm going to go
Revo Uninstaller.
Revo Uninstaller. I just pressed R. Sometimes it takes a minute
Revo to. Revo Uninstaller dialog. Uninstaller shows you all of the installed programs and components for both the current and all users. In the details view type or by the context menu, you can reach additional information, links, and properties about the installations. A primary feature of Revo Uninstaller is Hunter mode. This mode gives you the flexibility to uninstall, stop, delete, or disable from auto starting with just one click. List view. Not selected Adobe Air 1 of 11.
Now, when you open up the program, it reads all that junk and it puts you right in the list of all the programs you have installed. Now, the way you do it is you can use first letter navigation.
Acrobat Duck, Adobe Air, Adobe Flash Player 10, Adobe Flash Player 10, Adobe Reader 9, All in Play Games, All in Play, AMD US, CDEX Open Source Digital Audio CD Extractor, C Cleaner, Bible Seeker 2.0, The Lark Advisor 7.2.
Yep, you basically can arrow around and see, it's like in a little grid. It's not an up and down arrow format. I wish it was, but it's not. And let's say, for example, you want to uninstall a program. Like, for instance, I want to uninstall
FileZilla remove only.
FileZilla, just for the sake of this demonstration. I'm focused on it, and I'm going to hit my applications key.
Context menu, new, uninstall, new.
And I can go down to uninstall.
Leaving menus, uninstaller dialog. Are you sure that you want to uninstall the selected program? FileZilla remove only, yes button, Alt plus Y.
I'm going to hit yes.
Uninstall FileZilla remove only dialog. Select an uninstall mode. Next button.
Now there is uninstall modes when you uninstall the program. Now I'm going to just tap and there's radio buttons you can choose.
Cancel button. Modes moderate includes the safe mode and Mode safe includes the built-in mode and performs additional scans in the registry. Modes built and run only the applications uninstaller without any additional scanning radio button checked. 1 to 4.
There's 4 radio buttons.
Modes built and run only the applications uninstaller without any additional scanning radio button checked. 1 to 4.
This only will run the built-in uninstaller, and then it will just finish at that.
Mode safe includes the built-in mode and performs additional scans in the registry and on the hard drive to find leftover items that are safe to delete. This is the fastest mode. Radio button checked. 2 of 4.
As you can hear, I'm down arrowing.
Mode moderate includes the safe mode and performs an extended scan to find all of the application's leftover information in the most common places of the registry and on the hard drive. Radio button checked. 3 of 4.
And then the one that I use.
Modes advanced includes the moderate mode and performs a deep and thorough scan to find all of the application's leftover information in the registry and on the hard drive. This is the slowest mode. Radio button checked. 4 of 4.
I do it the most advanced because I don't like stuff on my
Exiting Twitter.
I don't like stuff on my I don't like leftover junk when I uninstall programs, so I leave it at this.
Modes advanced includes the moderate mode and performs a deep and thorough scan to find all of the application's leftover information in the registry and on the hard drive. This is the slowest mode. Radio button checked. 4 of 4.
And so now I'm going to tap the next.
Next button.
And once I hit this next button, it's going to bring up the uninstaller for this program.
20%. 100%. FileZilla 2.2.28 uninstall dialog. Nullsoft install system v2.20. Nullsoft install system v2.20. Nullsoft install system v2.20. Uninstall button. Alt plus U.
And I'm gonna just
cancel. Uninstalling from readme. Uninstall button. Alt plus U.
Uninstall.
FileZilla 2.2.28 uninstall dialog. Delete all registry keys created by FileZilla, including site manager entries, if you did choose the registry as storage location. Yes button. Alt plus Y.
Basically, I'm going through my through the uninstaller of this application.
0%. 100%. Close button. Alt plus C.
Now,
list view, close button, list view, not selected, delete file, see program, files, x86, FileZilla, FileZilla.x, 1 of 31, close button, alt plus C.
Did it delete it?
Jaws the PC, top, uninstall was, uninstallation complete, uninstall was completed successfully, graphic 200
okay.
PC.
Okay.
List view, close button, alt plus
C. So I'm going to tab to close, and then I'm...
Revo uninstaller dialog. Uninstaller shows you all of the installed programs and components for both the current and all users. In the details view type or by the context menu, you can reach additional information, links, and properties about the installations. A primary feature of Revo uninstaller is hunter mode. This mode gives you the flexibility to uninstall, stop, delete, or disable from auto starting with just one click. Uninstall FileZilla remove only dialog. Performing the initial analysis and uninstall. Next button.
Now it puts you in the next button, and once I hit this next button, it's going to start scanning for registry, leftover registry junk, or files. So I'm going to press next. And this will take a minute.
3%.
As you can hear, you'll hear that if you have progress indicators turned on whatever screen reader you're using, you'll hear it. And it takes a minute, depending on the type of uninstall you chose. Like I said, there's a faster, what it scans it, but it doesn't scan it as deep. The advanced is the one that takes the most time. And this is a cool little program because it's free. And I know XP users, it's quite nice because it actually will go on, you know, you can actually use the first liner navigation thing when you're uninstalling a program. You can use the first liner navigation to find the program you want. I know in XP, in the add or remove programs, I know how much of a hard time I had when I had to go through and arrow down until I found everything I wanted. And sometimes what I wanted was at the top of the list. I mean, it was at the bottom of the list. So it was quite of a pain to go through. And
53%.
Quite of a pain to go through to
82%. 100%.
Quite of a pain to go through to find the program to uninstall. Now, the thing, it's done because the progress is at 100%.
Cancel. Back button. Next button.
So I'm going to go hit next.
List view. Not selected. C program. Files x86. FileZilla not checked. 1 of 8.
Now there's a list of files that it found.
Not yet selected. C program files x80s. C program files x80s. C program data Microsoft Windows start menu programs FileZilla not checked. C program data Microsoft Windows start menu programs FileZilla FileZilla documentation.lnk not checked.
So there's all of these things. You can check which ones you want to delete, or you can just do this.
Select all button.
You can hit the space bar on this, and then you can tap to delete.
Deselect all button. Delete button. Uninstall FileZilla remove only dialog. Found leftover files and folders. Warning dialog. Are you sure that you want to send the selected files to the recycle bin? No button. Alt plus N.
And I'm going to just tab to yes.
Yes button. Alt plus Y. 12%. Deleting files dialog. Cancel button.
And it's deleting all the files. It'll just throw them in the recycle bin. And sometimes, I will tell you this, sometimes you do lose focus, especially when you get to this part.
Skype Trick Goldway, desktop, Revo uninstaller, Revo uninstaller dialog. Uninstaller shows you all of the installed programs and components for both the current and all users. In the details view type or by the context, cancel, back, list view, zero item, next button.
So once you, if you notice you lost focus, you just
Skype
basically...
Skype Trick Goldway, desktop, Revo uninstaller, finish button.
The only thing you could do is just Alt-Tab until you find it.
List view, not selected, acrobat.com, 1 of 85.
That's one of the things I don't like about this program. You lose focus quite a bit. So basically, if you notice you lose focus, you just have to Alt-Tab in, or minimize it, and then Alt-Tab back to it. Which, you know, you do in your Windows M and go to the desktop and then re-bring it back up. I know it's a pain. Sometimes I don't like doing that, but that's all you can do. Now, that's all there is to this little program. It's very simple. It's not hard to use. It's quite nice because you can do stuff, you know, and you can uninstall programs and make sure everything gets deleted, you know, all the leftover junk. So that's it for this podcast. And like I said, it's a very quick podcast. You find the program you want, you hit the applications key, and you go to where it says uninstall, and then you just, follow the prompts. So that's it for me, and as my contact information is as follows. My email is gbjl07@gmail.com. That's gbjl07@gmail.com. I also have a Twitter. You can add me on Twitter, which is my Twitter ID is gb123geo. So you can do this by visiting www.twitter.com/gb123geo. That's www.twitter.com/gb123geo. All right, thank you much, and you all have a beautiful day.
Skype, Gold Wave. Gold Wave.